Karima Banuni is the author of the book Your Fatwa Does Not Apply Here. She's a law professor in the US, but her family comes from North Africa. Her father was an outspoken academic in Algeria, receiving death threats during the 1990s for speaking against Islamic fundamentalism and terrorism in the country at that time. And her three tipping points track the history of Algeria from independence to the present day.
So my first significant moment in history, which certainly has had a huge impact on all of North Africa, was the independence of Algeria, my father's home country, in 1962. And Algeria only was able to become independent after a very long war from 1954 to 1962, fought between the independence movement on the one side and the French army on the other. Now, the statistics are a bit disputed, but the classical figure that people always gave was that 1 million out of a population at the time of 7 million Algerians was killed during that war, including my grandfather, Lakhdar Benoun.
The climax of 8 years of turbulent struggle for independence in Algeria as native troops march openly in Oran to take part in victory celebrations. The wild cheers and the dancing in the streets, however, is overshadowed by a split in the ranks of the new government. Even as Algerians celebrated,
But the real significance of that event for me was the promise of what was called the Revolution of November, the month when it was launched. The promise of building a new global south, the promise of building non-aligned states that would take care of the socioeconomic needs of their populations, that would liberate those populations. And I really grew up very much being told about that heritage, being inspired by that heritage, really about hope and possibilities for these regions. The second significant event in North African history and thus in world history as well, for me, is from Algeria as well. And that is the mass killings in Algeria in the 1990s of intellectuals, which represents, among many other things, a moment when all of those dreams of November seemed to come crashing down.
There was blood all over the place, and the cattle, the animals have been killed too. So everyone has been killed, the children, the women, old people. It's absolutely... You can't even describe it. There is blood all over the place, almost all over the place, you know. And when
one of the first people that the fundamentalist armed groups killed was the writer Tahar Jaout, and his very last book was a beautiful book called The Last Summer of Reason, which was a sort of an Algerian version of 1984 that projected what the future would look like if those fundamentalist groups with their theocratic project took over the society. And he talked about the people who had decided to resist, the people who had become aware that when the hordes confronting them had managed to spread their fear and impose silence, they would have won. And that really, that thought of Jaout's was what inspired me to write my book, Your Fatwa Does Not Apply Here. What is heartbreaking to me is that all of those wonderful Algerian intellectuals, Mahfoud Bouzibsi, Mohamed Boukhoubsa, the wonderful journalist Saïd Mekbel, and I'm just giving you a few names, are now 20 years later after their assassinations being forgotten, and their work is not known widely in the West, and we have to change that. The third significant event then for me is an event that has not happened yet. And it will be the day when those dreams of the November Revolution across North Africa are in fact realized. And all of the things that those lost writers from the 1990s who were killed in Algeria, all of the things that they dreamed about, that they wrote about, that they fought for, that they died for, will be realized. And I hope that that day is not too far off. And I really think about the title of an article that I wrote about them. To me, it is really true, which is that words do not die. But in order for that to be the case, we have to remember those words.
Karima Benune with a very different set of world tipping points. Professor at the US Davis School of Law on the west coast of the United States, and producer Kate Piercy are putting these tipping points together.